Greetings, ladies and gentlemen. This evening I would like to provide something different. A bit more of a raw, unscripted commentary that has been motivated by recent events. Most particularly, the actions of one John Tyner, about whom you may have already heard. You may already have seen the three YouTube videos he recorded while he passed through a California airport. And I think it's fitting that this commentary be unscripted, that it be more of an initial reaction to what I have seen just a few minutes ago. And it's fitting because this is the kind of reaction that Mr. Tyner had when he passed through that airport, when he, to his great surprise, found out that the new virtual strip search backscatter X-ray machines were installed over there, even though he had done his internet research specifically in an effort to use an airport that didn't have these machines. And when he opted out, he was asked to have a pat-down search performed on him, and recently the TSA made its pat-down searches much more invasive than they had been before. And when he told the screener, in no uncertain terms, that he would prefer not to have certain private areas touched, the supervisor was called, and then a series of supervisors was called, and the matter escalated. It ended up that he was threatened with a civil lawsuit and a $10,000 fine for simply trying to leave the airport without having these invasive searches conducted against his person. Now, what has this country come to when refusing a search and refusing to travel as a result of that refusal can in itself bring forth penalties? This isn't even a simple violation of the Bill of Rights and of the Fourth Amendment in particular. This is sheer bullying and intimidation. This is a tactic of, you will submit, or else we will punish you. And if you try to have some civil, legitimate way of opting out, we will find a way to punish you anyway. So my best hopes and wishes go out to Mr. Tyner, who I believe has performed a truly heroic act, not only in refusing these heinous searches, but also in allowing the entire world to get a glimpse of what happens routinely at airports these days. Which brings me to another question. What should one do? Now, I would assume that many of my listeners love liberty and the dignity of the individual, and also have a moral framework that they follow, a framework that instructs them and guides them with regard to what is a good and proper way to live. This moral framework can be secular, as is mine. Some of my listeners may have a religious moral framework, but one thing is certain. When you consider liberty, when you consider dignity, when you consider morality, what practice can you conceive of that infringes upon and offends all of these? Well, surely, this new alternative with regard to searches, which is not really much of an alternative at all, infringes on all three of these ideals. Infringes, indeed, on principles that have advanced Western civilization for centuries, since the Renaissance and especially since the Enlightenment. Principles that have supposedly elevated us to the level of a free people who enjoy certain inalienable rights. And where have those gone? Well, what should one do? I, for one, have refused to fly ever since those virtual strip search machines were installed. I will not submit to the slave's dilemma of whether one shall be strip-searched virtually or groped. Mr. Tyner had a good point. If it were not a government agent who was performing this procedure, this individual would be charged with sexual assault and molestation. As well they should be. Because, truly, if an individual has no safety in his person, has no privacy of the most intimate areas of his body against this kind of groping, then what freedoms are left? What can be said to truly distinguish the United States, a once free country, where the rights of the individual were proclaimed as applicable to all human beings, from a totalitarian tyranny? And believe me, I grew up in a totalitarian country. I know what it looks like. And the United States, especially in the past 2 years, has been crossing deep into totalitarian territory. Indeed, I would say that even in the former Soviet Union, or in some of its successor states, Belarus under Lukashenko, or Russia under Putin, a modicum of dignity of the individual was still respected. This kind of thing would be rare. In the United States of today, it's all pervasive. The only thing remarkable about Mr. Tyner's experience is that he was able to catch it on video for the world to see.